Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the North Shore 9 postgame show powered by Primanti Brothers. I'm Jim. With me tonight is Neil. Pirates win 11-5, which means we've got sandwiches to give away. So make sure you comment hashtag raise it in the chat. Neil, how are we doing tonight?
Well, it was a nice change of pace. I'm doing great. Great day of not watching Rowdy Tellez play baseball.
You know what? It's always a good day. It's crazy how good the lineup can be when you just stop playing your terrible players, right?
Yeah. It's crazy how it works like that, you know?
Yeah, right. We'll get to that. But yeah, make sure you get your comments in here. Hashtag raise it. Pirates win 11-5. Before we get to the meat and potatoes here, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Neil, this one started early with the Pirates getting on the board in the first inning. Andrew McCutchen, I thought he hit a home run there, ends up kind of bouncing off the wall. He thought he homered, so he gets, you know, tagged with a single. But luckily, the extra base didn't end up mattering. Connor Joe doubles, and then Nick Gonzalez just continues his hot streak. Picks up the first two of four runs driven in today with an RBI single off of some guy named Ray Kerr, who was starting for the Braves today. Pirates offense.
For Braves pitching. Can't say enough good things about Nick Gonzalez. Like, this lineup needed a spark. And I know a lot of people were saying, like, and I was one of them, where, you know, will Nick Gonzalez do anything? Probably not, but you need to change something. And then Nick Gonzalez has come up and has been destroying the baseball. He hits it hard. He's been clutch with two outs. He's pretty much everything you could have ever asked for from your second baseman call-up.
Yeah, and I mean, on top of that, he's he's finally looking like that guy who you drafted seventh overall. Mm-hmm. And he got pegged with this, you know, this hit tool, this excellent hit tool. He was putting up PlayStation numbers in college, you know, prior to the season getting shut down, you know, due to COVID in 2020. He was the MVP of the Cape Cod League in 2019. So the guy has a pedigree. He was picked as one of the best college bats in that 2020 draft. And really, as soon as he got into the organization, it was just like, where's this hit tool, right? Where's this hit tool? Where's this hit tool? And I feel like we're starting to finally see it. And he's still only 24 years old. He actually turns 25 on Monday. So he's still young. He's only played, you know, I think 100 or so games like in his major league career now. 48. So not even that. But this season he's come up, and like you said, he's driven in 13 runs now in 13 games. He's hitting 300, 857 OPS. He's just hitting the ball hard, and he's putting up good at bats.
Yeah, he looks comfortable. And I think the big thing to take away from it is that his whiffs are like way down across the board on all breaking pitches. Like, he's hitting sliders better. He's hitting sweepers better. He's hitting curveballs better. Like, you can see like the progression. And yeah, no, like he changed his swing this off season, and it's been working. Like, he has been a revelation for the offense, and especially getting that production from second base is so good. We've been suffering from second base for a while as a team. You know, going from Josh Van Meter to Nick Gonzalez this year has been really nice.
Well, we've just had so many guys where we were just throwing stuff at the wall, right, and hoping something stuck. And for the longest time, nothing was sticking at that second base wall. And again, it's only 13 games, but you love what you're seeing out of Nick Gonzalez. It's just a completely different hitter from what we saw last year with his time in Pittsburgh. It's just good at bats, not really missing as much. The one hit today was on a breaking ball. You know, he stayed back on it. It was hung. It wasn't a great pitch, but he smacked it. But yeah, just a double, single, four runs batted in today. Again, 13 RBIs already, and he's only been up for 2.5 weeks or so. Just can't ask for anything more than what he's provided.
Yeah. And now it's about, you know, maintaining this. Like, obviously he's not going to keep hitting 13 RBIs in 13 games. He's going to go through some rough stretches, but man, like, the ability to be able to hit fastballs as well as he does and be competent against the other breaking pitches, like, that is an MLB player. And that is what we have been desperately needing, especially from a team that hasn't been able to develop internal hitting, you know, like, this would be such a great success story that the Pirates, again, like, we need this. Like, if the Pirates are going to make any sort of playoff push, which I'm still skeptical about,
right,
we need the offense to be playing like this. And Nick Gonzalez is that guy right now.
He's that guy. And yeah, he's just added some much needed length to this lineup, really, ever since his call up. You know, you could rely on McCutchen, Reynolds, Joe, but he's just kind of, and Cruz, you know, he's been playing really, really well lately. But he just adds another bat there. And when you start having to worry about not just two hitters, not just three hitters, not just four hitters, but five, six hitters, that's when you can start to become dangerous as a team. And you are seeing this offense, you know, putting up some more runs lately. This is a good solid week or so where they've shown some life, right? As opposed to the previous month where they were just doing absolutely nothing. And Nick Gonzalez has a ton to do with that. So again, yeah, huge game today, 2 for 3, four runs batted in, a walk. He got on base 3 times. And then Edward Olivares too, another guy who hasn't had a ton of chances, but when he has played, he's performed. Today, 3 for 5, 2 RBIs. I was banging on the table you know, a week or two ago saying like, you just got to give Edward Olivera some playing time. Mm-hmm. And he's getting a little bit more now, I think. He only played one game in that San Francisco series. But yeah, let this guy play a lot more, because when he's getting the chances, he's doing well. And I know they're doing the whole like making sure he's in there against lefties and not playing him a ton against righties. But like right now, you need guys who are being productive. And Edward Olivares is one of the few who's being productive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he is just going to be really limited with how much you can really play him, like just playing to his strengths. But yeah, like with Suwinski down in AAA now, this is his chance. It is his chance to actually establish himself. And like tonight against the lefty, he looked really good. Yeah, like three hits is something you take every day. And it's a lot better when Nick Gonzalez and Edward Olivares are your 4, 5, 6 guys instead of Rowdy Tellez and Jack Suwinski. You know, like the change in the lineup when you don't have those two dead weights, the way they are performing, like it makes all the difference in the world. And I think DiNardo tweeted out, like, since Nick Gonzalez has come up and Paul Skeens has come up, I think we're what 7th in WRC plus in the league. Like there has been a change in your playing.
And the power's been there too. Yeah.
Yeah. You're playing Kutch where he belongs on the leadoff. And like the lineup is actually somewhat becoming solidified where you don't have to change it every day because no one is hitting. Now,
yeah, but like
Shelton probably will keep changing it because that's what Shelton does. And I know that drives a lot of people insane. I get that. But at the very least, the same people should be playing every day.
Yeah, I think right now you've got a really good thing going with Andrew McCutchen 1, Brian Reynolds 2. They're playing Cruz in that 4 spot against righties, and then they're dropping him to like 6th typically against lefties. Today he was batting 7th, Cruz was. But yeah, I think that's the thing, right? You just need to find more consistency out of these guys. And that was something up until this point, you've just been lacking any sort of consistency from anybody, really, outside Connor Joe. He was the only one kind of doing things consistently at the plate. And now you're starting to see guys, Andrew McCutchen in particular, really finding a home in that leadoff spot, hitting the ball hard, putting together good at-bats, on base 2 more times today, single, double, 2 runs scored. His on-base percentage up to .341, OPS up to .738. Just trying to do some math here. But he's been a completely different player for the last month or so. He's been vintage Kutch almost. You know, like I said, you add in Olivares, you add in Gonzalez, Connor Joe, again, just kind of went through a little baby slump there. I think because he was just playing a whole lot, but today 2 doubles from Connor Joe, and then even like Jared Triolo poking one over the fence. So
yeah,
it was a really good day.
He hit that to the deepest part of the park.
He hit it 408 feet. Yeah,
he hit it to the north side notch. Like that was awesome. Yeah, I mean, and yeah, like you can see like how the team is constructed, like what they had in mind when they acquired all these players. I'm still like worried about how we do against right-handed pitching, where like this lineup is, even with Cruz, this lineup is just so centered around hitting lefties. And that's because of the last two guys I mentioned, they're not hitting well against anyone. But when you get games like tonight, you can see why they got guys like Olivares and Connor Joe in, and like why those like shrewd little moves that you need to make as a team. So like, no, it was really nice. And yeah, when Jared Triolo is hitting home runs, that's when you know it's a good day, because he never does that.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy. I mean, just talk about the Braves real quick. They came into today's game 29 and 18, 11 games over .500, and it's wild that, you know, you're starting people named Ray Kerr. I mean, the Braves basically gave this game away. They were like, Ray Kerr, you go out there, get shelled, and then we're going to bring in Darius Vines, and he's going to come in and he's going to just pitch also until his arm falls off and gets shelled. So it was a weird game for the Braves. It was like they, you know, from the get go, they were just like, yeah, screw it. We'll just let the Pirates have this one. So almost worried about Saturday and Sunday and what the Braves may do. But hey, you're going to take this win 10 out of 10 times against a team as talented as Atlanta. Atlanta didn't put their best foot forward tonight and the Pirates took advantage.
Yeah, it's weird because like I always dread playing teams like Atlanta, just the talent up and down that lineup. And I guess we can get into Falter soon, but we play the Braves like unusually well. Like last year, I think we either split the season, like the season series, or we won it. And this year, like, we turn up against the juggernaut teams for no reason and then drop series to the Angels and the Athletics. Like, this team makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, if they can take one out of these next two, then you win this series. And, you know, you're kind of.
That's what we said about the Giants, though.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah, I mean, you feel good about yourself if you can take this series against the Braves. So yeah, hopefully we can put something together. Keller starting tomorrow. And then Perez on Sunday, I believe. So let's get to the pitching though. Let's talk about Bailey Falter.
Mm-hmm.
This dude has been incredible. Ever since that first inning in Miami. From that point forward, he has been an absolute workhorse. Like, he's being efficient, he's going deep into games, and he's just getting dudes out. It's not even like he's inducing weak contact either. Like, he's just throwing the ball, letting guys hit it, and letting his fielders field their position. Mm-hmm. And it is working really, really well. This is now two straight games where he finished seven innings and gave up zero runs, right? Back-to-back games, pitching into the eighth, three straight quality starts. Is Bailey Falter good, Neil?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
I'd still refuse to believe that he's good. Like, it's and I'll take this. Like, I don't want to like rain on his parade because like this has been an incredible run of games, and he's made it work. I am just waiting for that shoe to drop, though, where he gets punished for letting guys hit the ball so hard. You know, it's kind of like it's almost like he's like facing nothing but like April Andrew McCutchins, who were like hitting the cover off the baseball, and they can't do anything about it. So like the shoe has to drop at some point. Like, he's not going to maintain to be this good. But this is huge. For however long you can run with this, it's big. Because I can't. It just doesn't make any sense to me how he can be good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. We kind of dove deep on Falter a couple weeks ago after a really impressive start that he had. And when he locates that fastball, right, that's his most important pitch, that four-seam fastball. If he's locating it at the top of the zone, that extension is like, it's a real thing. It actually plays to his advantage. So like this thing, this tool that he has that they talk about he being elite at, right? He's got like 99 percentile extension, 100 percentile extension, whatever it is. That fastball, yeah, it's not fast, but when he throws it where he wants to, it can be a good pitch. Because what happens is if he throws it at the top of the zone, it may get hit hard, but it's getting hit hard straight in the air. And if it's not going over the fence, that's an out every single time. So when he gets in trouble, and when we've seen him get into issues, is when that fastball of his hits too much of the middle of the plate, right? When it's kind of seeping down the middle of the plate, when it's at the bottom of the zone. That Acuna homer today, pretty good example of, you know, what happens there. That Acuna homer, that fastball was pretty much right down the middle of the plate. And that was a sinker. So like, he just didn't get it low enough. That's his thing. And if he can execute those pitches, it doesn't matter how hard they're hitting it, because most likely it's going straight up in the air.
Yeah.
And they're all outs.
It's funny, because like before the home run, I'm like, wow, like last season, he gave up so many home runs. Like, I felt like he was giving up at least two home runs to start. And this year, yeah, he's limiting it. His fastball location has been great. His fastball sinker combo is his best stuff. But I think it was just huge tonight that he saved us from having to go to the bullpen. Like, the bullpen, they need some time to recalibrate or whatever, or because we can't keep doing this. And so, like, just the fact that he was able to go into the eighth inning tonight, and he didn't get to finish the eighth, but like 7.1 run innings of 3-run ball against the Braves is incredible stuff, no matter how you slice it.
100%. And that was a huge, huge thing that he did today was, yeah, giving the bullpen a day off. The bullpen has been awful lately. And the fact that they were able to get through an entire game today using just an inning and 2/3 of Luis Ortiz means that they've got 7 guys available, you know, tomorrow and Sunday. So, yeah, shout out Bailey Falter. Just an absolutely incredible season up to this point. Someone asked me last night, you know, do you almost be proactive with Falter and just like take what you got with him and say, okay, we're going to move you to the bullpen or what? And I was like, nah, like let's ride this wave as long as you possibly can. As long as Bailey Falter is executing his pitches and giving you good starts, you know, every fifth day, let him go out there every fifth day. No need to change something that's not, you know, don't fix what's not broke.
No, yeah, 100%. And like, you're not in a rush. Like, you have Quinn Priester there sitting in AAA who can come up and do his job as the fifth starter just fine. Like, as a back-end rotation guy, like, what Priester was doing before was just fine. It's like, you don't have to rush and, like, be worried if, like, because if Falter dies or like just falls off and goes back to last year falter, you have a good option there. Like you have a good backup option. So, I mean, maybe it's a problem if both him and Martin Perez are kind of, you know, giving up a ton of runs, but that's a problem you cross when you later, like that's a problem you don't worry about until it actually becomes one.
I'm 100% with you. I think there's absolutely no reason to like Falter's been one of your most consistent starters up to this point. So yeah, let him go out there every fifth day until he shows you that he shouldn't be doing that. Like that's kind of where I'm at. Back to the offense. Let's talk about kind of hit up everybody on there, but Yasmani Grandal, another big hit. He came up with a 2-run single in the third that extended the Pirates lead to 5-0. Like I said, the Triolo homer was big. I keep going back to Nick Gonzalez though, like just the amount of production that he's been able to give, just a huge game from him, coming through with runners in scoring position today. Pirates were 5-for-16. Gonzalez had 2 hits. Olivares had 2 hits. So those two guys who, again, weren't getting a ton of playing time up until the last couple weeks, they've been coming up and coming up big. Olivares 16 RBIs now on the year. Gonzalez, like I said, with 13. Yasmani Grandal with 10. And I feel like he was just activated a couple weeks ago. So finally getting some production out of that catcher spot, getting some production out of right field, which have been kind of black holes so far between Sawinski and Davis, for the beginning part of that year.
Yeah, no, I think I said this in the last year, like the offense could not have stayed as bad as it was, and so it's nice to see that finally, like after like an agonizing month of baseball, start scoring runs. And like scoring runs this last week has not been a problem. Like we scored a lot against the Cubs. We scored quite a few against the Giants. And now today, I don't think we scored 11 runs all season. And this has to be the most runs we scored this season, right?
I think we've done it at one point, but I'm pretty sure this at least ties the most that we've scored.
Yeah, I think we scored 10 against the Cubs.
Yeah, I know we've scored double digits, but yeah, this is a lot. 11 runs is a lot. I thought at one point we may see a position player pitching for the Braves, and I'm not going to lie, I was hoping to see Rowdy Tellez against a position player. I wanted to see it so bad, and honestly, because I think whatever the outcome would have been like hilarious, right? If Rowdy Tellez took a position player deep and like hit it 450 feet into the Allegheny River, that would be a hilarious outcome. Like people would be going nuts. I don't even know if you would boo him. Like I could even see PNC Park booing him after a home run into the river off a position player. I just thought that would have been a hilarious thing to witness. I was praying. I was praying the Braves were going to go to a position player here. Because I just wanted to see the spectacle of like what a Rowdy Tellez at bat would have been against a position player. Because like either way, the home run would have been great. Or like if he like popped up to the third baseman, that also would have been a hilarious outcome. It would have been crazy.
They're like booze like raining down on the field as the Pirates are winning by like 8 runs or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like
that would be great.
Yeah. Like there's like a 10 run lead and just booze being like generational booze, would have been incredible. So, but we missed that because the Braves they didn't really make this a game, but they at least made it a little bit less of a laugher. I said they did get those 3 runs off of Falter in the eighth. I want to talk about this too, because there was a moment in that eighth inning where I'm not quite sure if anybody has come out and said like what happened. But Falter delivered a pitch, and the team trainer and Derek Shelton came out to check on him, talked to him for like a minute. Didn't even seem like they were really looking at anything in particular. They were just talking to him. Falter throws one pitch and remains in the game. So from that point on, he walks the next batter, and then he gives up the homer to Acuna. And I don't know if you noticed it, but he just seemed like his demeanor was just weird, right? Like, I feel like once Sheldon and the trainer went back to the dugout, he just looked almost tired, mm-hmm. like just like really fatigued out there, like slow moving, lethargic. I don't know. I probably would have just taken him out at the first sign of trouble. Like, it was an 11-0 game. Like, just take him out. But I don't know if you had any thoughts on that. I haven't seen anything yet as far as like what happened. Like, I don't see any reports yet.
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, you know, just taking him out at 7 innings. Like, say, hey, you pitched 7 shutout innings. Great job. The bullpen's got it from here. But I also completely get wanting to ride the starting pitcher as long as you can to give this bullpen a break. And so, yeah, then you have to go get him after. But I bet Shelton is just like, if I could get 8 innings out of a starting pitcher today, that would be so big. And it didn't work, you know, and luckily you had the lead to play with that. But no, I mean, he'll probably be fine. He looked fine in the dugout. Like, they showed him after that. Like, he wasn't like going to the train or anything. So, you know, 100 pitches of, and 7 innings is a lot of work.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I would guess that everything was fine. Cause yeah, he wasn't talking to a trainer in the dugout, but he just looked a little weird, like on the mound kind of towards the end there. So I was just a little curious as far as what happened. I would be interested to see like what they saw that led them to go out there for that visit. Because if it was anything that concerning, like I would have just take him out at that point.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You don't want any more injuries, but
So again, guys, make sure you comment hashtag raise it in the comments here. I think it's about sandwich time. You got anything else to add here, Neil?
No, I'm good. It was a good game.
It was a great game. 11-5, Pirates win. We'll give you a 30-second warning here. Again, get your hashtag raise it in to get in on the contest. We're about to give away 2 free sandwiches from Permane Brothers. Right now we've got 76 entries into the contest. So keep them coming. Keep them coming. As you're commenting, raise it. Make sure you like the video too. It takes 2 seconds to do that. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. 40% of the people watching this aren't subscribed to us. What's wrong with you? Just hit the subscribe button. It's pretty easy. That way you get notified every time we give away free sandwiches. So like, subscribe, and so we appreciate you guys who are watching, listening on the podcast, leave a review, all that good stuff. If you want to choose to support us further, if you click join now, you'll see some membership tiers with some cool perks. But all right, we're at 78 entries. Let's go ahead and give away some sandwiches.
Let's do it.
Good luck, everybody. I think the final number was 70.
Win this time if he wins, since he's in Pittsburgh.
No, Doug's not allowed to win. All right, there we go. Harley, congratulations to Harley. Harley's MVP. So congrats to Harley, one of our MVP members. Make sure that you DM us on either Twitter, Facebook, email us, NorthShore9@gmail.com. Get us your address, and we will ship out those 2 free sandwiches to you. So congrats, Harley.
Yeah, congrats. Enjoy the sandwiches.
100%. All right. 11-5 win. Tomorrow is a Saturday afternoon game. 4:05 start time. Reynaldo Lopez, who is pitching like a Cy Young candidate, 2-1 with a 1.54 ERA so far this year, against Mitch Keller, who is coming off some very, very, very impressive outings. And Doug is in attendance tomorrow for Mitch Keller Day. So, yeah, Mitch is going
to
shove.
At least we don't have to have Doug on post game after Mitch Keller pitches 8 shutout innings.
Doug's going to like jump on the feed from outside the ballpark, just start yelling, "I can't believe he didn't get a complete game shutout."
Yeah. Where's the consistency? He got one complete game shutout. Where's the other one?
He got one. Why can't he do it every time out? Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully we're celebrating another win tomorrow. Hopefully we're giving away more sandwiches. Again, appreciate all of you for watching. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
you guys.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.